brothers and sisters, I come to you in the discussion topic tonight on the kingdom within. Again, this is unrehearsed. I'm looking at the website, but pretty much going on what comes to mind and a little bit of the background on learning about the Simple Living Centers and how important they are in this movement. They really are the essence of not only the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the essence of understanding temple work. They're the essence of really who we are, and really change how we see pretty much everything. And as you can ponder on them and read the scriptures, I think that'll become apparent to you, but I'll let that happen in your own discovery and just share a little bit about my own personal experience. What comes to mind first is a lot of things that just intuitively I've known but never was able to put words to. And in the year 2000, we had built this school or center that I had seen in vision in 1980, about 1988. My family was given funds from the Smith family, relatives of Azel Smith, Joseph's grandfather, and we were doing quite well financially, and I was running a community college facilities program, and really had my career laid out. And when we were given these funds, we felt to consecrate them, that they were really not, so to speak, ours, but our stewardship. And I saw and envisioned this building that we would build. And interestingly, I bring up the building because facilities reflect people, and also vision of what happens. But I had seen in vision two buildings, one on the right higher than the one on the left. The one on the right was larger, and it was in the east. The one on the east side of the complex, and the one on the left was smaller, and it was lower, and it was on the west. And we found this building 10 years later, renovated into a vision of a school or a learning center for families, really. And we really wanted to bring back family-centered education. And it was our goal, and that we had felt like schools had taken over too much of the role of parents. And I just seen where emotionally many children were just disconnected from their parents. So anyway, we'd started this school, and it was part of graduate work. And in 94, we started the construction of it. When we found the facility in 97, finished it just by the following April, moved into it, started this school that that connected this east and west building, and then put in new plumbing and underground, and when we put in a second and third floor where offices and learning centers were. And so essentially we took an east and west facility, combined a second and third floor level of understanding, and redid foundation, or our connection to the earth, you might say. So symbolically, the seven centers are something we learn about in the temple. We're connected to God, male and female, you might say east and west in some cases. Symbolically, Western religion with Eastern inner kingdom within. And so as these were connected, and as I was teaching there, we largely taught through a council process. We had some, you might say, traditional classes in math, science, what have you, but the core of the school was run by a council where we talked about problems, we were honest and just fostered a spirit of openness, integrity, and teamwork. And we ended up having afternoon theater, we did musicals, we really, it became almost a reunion center for these musicals we were having for families that would come see the musicals. Long story short, in the year 1999, just before we took a year off from school after we'd been there 2 years and decided, well, my wife had felt, had had an experience where she was visited one night and by a woman of Chinese ancestry, and she was spelled the name of a child to adopt in China. And the woman came back 4 times that night from the spirit world, and basically the last time said, write this name down. So she wrote it down, and we ended up going to China to adopt this child. Well, we had been back from China and had just a marvelous experience. My mother came, my two oldest children came with us, and it was just another world to see what life was like, and as many things I really enjoyed in China. But I just want to get back to the seven simple living centers. So here we are starting the school, putting a large investment of these trust funds into the school, and the school is closed after 2 years to go to China based on this revelation, and we feel like we have some work to do in China. We're not sure what it is. And so we adopted this daughter, we brought her home, and boy, I think it was the next April, I'm getting graduate work done, I'm finishing projects, film projects about the school, and my wife had gone somewhere for the weekend, and I had about 3 days where I was really home by myself, and the spirit kept just telling me to just go into this meditation and this state, and I did, and I would experience different pains in my body and those memories associated with those pains. So, for example, my just above my below my ribs was painful, and I asked, where does that come from? And the memories came back of kind of conflict in my family and tension that I held and unforgiveness for my father. And so I would, I was then shown what I needed to learn from that pain and experience before it could go from me. And the experience I needed to learn was that I actually was shown vision of my father in the hereafter, enlightened with truth and gospel thinking, and he said, I'm sorry. And I said, well, that's, it was quite an emotional thing, but I won't go into all the details, but I said, that's okay, Dad, and I forgive you, and literally felt that I needed to, that I had forgiven him, and had been shown a process where I really understood that he didn't have skills with emotional health that I was developing, and that was okay. It was easy to forgive him in some ways because he knew not what he did. And so I learned that our family histories are stored within us, so to speak, through sometimes messages of pain in our bodies, and that our bodies are literally instruments to explore our family history, and see the power of the atonement. And I could understand, this was one small experience, but then for the next 3 days, more and more experiences kept going. And some people I've heard describe it as layers of onions layers on an onion, where the layers just get peeled off until you get to the core, some of the core issues. And I will say that I learned several things about this inner wisdom, and one was go to pain, learn from it. At times I could command it to leave because I had learned what I needed. Other times I would just ask God to take it, and then other times I would just need to let go of it. I just had to make that decision. So I don't want to say there's a formula approach to this. It really depends on the situation, but I want to teach the basic principles and so to speak, let you govern yourselves as you really explore your own temple within you, your own kingdom within, and learn that through this we can truly rise to a new level of family history work. I think we do a very slow form of family history with the research, this, that, and the other. I'm sure the day will come when, and I know it has come, people have shared experiences with me where they were just given names of ancestors, and those names were spelled to them, and this is the next one on the chart. These ancestors aren't gone, they are just in another sphere, and certainly the heavens know who's related to who. So why do we have to do this work? Well, the real work is that they without them, and we without them, and they without us cannot be perfected, that we need to learn from one another some of these things they've passed down to us, good and sometimes painful, and through the process of not only appreciating and forgiving one another, we can grow in love. And I just testify that these centers are within us. There's good scriptural background on this. I've taught this in priesthood lessons and to high priests and elders, and found statements from general authorities about that the family history is within us. In fact, it is releasing this sealed information, you might say, helps us really come to an understanding of really what we're here for, what temples are for. There can be so much more capacity to our learning that probably we'll ever imagine if we will truly understand this. So getting back to this, I think I'm taking you and talking to you about the year 2000. 10 years passed till I was given the name Simple Living Centers. I didn't even know what they meant at that time. About another 6 months passed, and I'm told that Simple Living Centers are facilities that are to be built in neighborhoods, that they may be turned into temples one day. And that made sense to me somewhat, because I knew that this was part of the work of Elijah. But at that time, I really didn't connect, honestly, that a Simple Living Center were the seven centers within us. That came to me in about 2015 in the Jordan River Temple. I was coming out of the celestial room and had a very clear, repeated witness by the Spirit that the seven centers are to be taught with the hand and the seventh finger, the finger next to the thumb, and that the seven, meaning the seventh finger is symbolic of the seven centers within us, and that those were the if you understand the teachings with the hand, it all flows together, and I would encourage you to go through that. But these all relate to the two great commandments. Love God being the top. Living in His presence is what I consider loving God, is that we truly, when I go to work, it's like I'm not just here to make money, I'm here to serve God, and I serve Him by serving other people, by seeking truth, the sixth center, listening to truth, the sixth center, seeking a higher will, not just my own will. When I go to work, I had promptings actually to write the CEO, even though I work at Home Depot as a lowly associate, you might say. I wrote the president of the company and said, you know, you're not running your buildings in healthy ways, and here's some suggestions and some code compliance to law. And they started improving their operations for thousands of stores. So I don't think we should underestimate what we can do as everyday people in the world of improving things for one another and truly serving God. I had an impression from the Spirit, just write the CEO, just do this. And I wrote several other people on the board, and hopefully they'll be conscious of the need for improvement. The fourth center, love God with all our heart. Of course, we learn a lot about that, and that's pretty understood in some ways, but you'll learn more about that. That love is something that you actually receive from God and in the center of the heart, and that's when we discern between love and lust, you might say, and what truly is a gift of charity and the power of charity. Moving down, we do the center of life, where we, with all our mind, might, and strength. Well, our strength is our connection to the earth. I recently had pains in my heel and considered the phrase, as I asked about those pains and what I needed to learn from them, that they came through maybe excessive work and too much time on concrete and walking, and I literally had bruised my heel. Well, I just reflected on the statement that Satan has power to bruise our heel, but we will have power to crush his head. Meaning, Satan may affect what supports us on the earth, our heel, the foods, the stresses of making a living, and he may, so to speak, bruise that ability, but we can basically outsmart the adversary. The adversary works through fear. We work through truth and light and knowledge, and so I found ways for my heel to heal. Anyway, those came to me fairly quickly once I understood the meaning behind the pain that was in my foot, and I was honest with myself and others. So our pains in our body are great teachers for us. Listen to them. Moving up the body is honor others. It's in the area of sexuality and intimacy, and that area is surely empowered as we keep our covenants in the temple, and as we also create things with other men and women, meaning projects of good. They could be gardens, they could be other people. We have motion or energy in motion in those centers, and they're kept in their within the right bounds. They're a very positive energy for us, and so having children and marriage in the temple is under covenants that we will, you know, basically have posterity with those we're legally and lawfully wed with, but we can connect with others in healthy and appropriate ways, and we learn much from that center as we understand it more deeply. And simply, I want to just move up and say the center of the navel area, is the area of self-care. It's the colon area. It's the area that processes our energy. And understanding that and the power of living foods, and that the body literally is intelligent enough to know what foods we need, if we'll tune in and ask for that. There's some really interesting technology that affirms some of this, and I've put some links on the website as you go into it more. to BioMeridian and different things, but how we teach our children is really starts with really how we feed them. And do we force food on them? Do we help them develop that inner intuition of what is the healthy choices your body wants right now, you know, is what I say to my daughter. And she'll tell me, you know, Dad, I want a banana. Dad, I want an orange. I want a, you know, we make sprouted rice protein drinks. So she'll let me know. But so many times, if we don't understand these simple living centers, we fall into basically force and manipulation of some form or emotional shutdown on the other side of centeredness. In other words, don't tell me your feelings, or I'm going to tell you what you should feel. And those are the uncentered ways. Of course, the centered way would be teaching with love and agency and letting others learn to govern themselves. I really want to refer you to the seven centers with the hand and how powerful those are to understand. But in about 2015, that is when the teaching with the hand was largely finalized, and I felt like it was ready for the web. But this all developed very slowly over many years. It's not something I thought about all day, but as time developed, I thought about it, it seemed, almost all day. But I just want to testify that that Joseph Smith understood this, I believe. I believe he was shown it. I believe he called it the living constitution within us, and used those words as he was being revealed the endowment. And I was myself taken to the other side of the veil. I was shown that the endowment is simple. I honestly cannot bring back everything I was shown, but key pieces were simply this, that there are seven centers of creation, and these centers have to do with us creating joyful lives, joy and rejoicing in our posterity. If we don't understand these centers, we don't understand the tests of life. In the first center, the lowest, is really, will we join the tribe in unhealthy ways, or will we join it in healthy ways, or will we rise to in consciousness to higher levels through being able to leave the unhealthy patterns of whatever tribe or family that we're in. And so each center has its test. Will we keep honesty in our relationships with our spouses, with our others that we work with in creating this world that we're creating? And so we move up. Will we listen to the foods that truly bring us health and strength, or will we become pacified and not feeling through addictive substances, or foods that comfort us to sleepiness, or foods that may be too strong and stress us out, energy drinks or things that maybe cause us, obviously, drug addictions, which cause too much stress in the body. But anyway, going up, I found powerful witnesses come, obviously, in the heart, but below that, in the throat area, that I get very, as I commit myself to follow higher will, there's times when I can't even speak, when I've been in an interview and on a job that I shouldn't take. I just couldn't even speak up. There's times when I had great anxiety because I was looking for a job locally in 2016, I think it was, and I just kept feeling anxious, and I thought, well, maybe we should move to Taiwan, and then instantly peace would come, and I could speak up about that and explore it with my wife. And so we just knew that through that center of the throat and through seeking a higher will, that we will actually find our voice, so to speak, our truth and our voice, and move up to the higher areas of the the head and truth, hearing, smelling, speaking, listening to truth, and then the top center being living in the presence, basically, of God and connecting with the heavens in our daily walk. So that's a very huge topic, and so many times we get pulled into career planning, retirement planning, financial planning, things that deal with not living in the present, but almost living in fear of the future, that we have to stockpile all the money and this, that, and the other that we need, all the food or whatever it is. And I'm certainly not against good planning, but when it's fear-based, yes, that's not healthy. And we are not living in the presence that all we need will be provided for, but we are living on a system of thinking that is quite contrary to that, that I need to provide everything I can for myself. I testify the heavens have and will provide for us as we they have for me, as I have sought the Lord's will with this project, and I've been given blessings that miracles, great and small, would accompany this work, and they have. I just have seen them. I know I'm being watched over, and that things open up when I need them. And I think one key is keeping open to God's will and a higher will, and not putting expectations on how life should look. So I just want to encourage you to, I'm in no way looking to rule over people in teaching this, but again, in the spirit of Joseph Smith, to teach correct principles and let them govern themselves. And these principles are found in the seven centers. I encourage you to meditate on those and reflect on them. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.